Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've been talking a lot today about punk rock music because of the Psychedelic Fur concert tonight. Yeah. Here's a text. And you had mentioned some of the UK bands that had the kind of harder edge, right, that were more punk than some of the American bands like Ramones, which was a little more polished, a little more commercially viable. Here's a text message that says the Sex Pistols were an industry plant. What could that mean? Why would the Sex Pistols be an industry plant?
Well, I'm interpreting it this way,
yeah,
that the music industry... And I mean, look, there's no secret about this. The music industry was trying to push punk rock in America because it was doing so well in the UK. But in the UK, the economic situation was different. And young people were not as angry. There wasn't as much angst. And in Great Britain at the time, this was the 70s, you know, things were really bad for young people. They weren't that bad for young people in America. So the style of music, that angst-ridden, hard-driving punk rock, did not relate to young people in America who had it better. So, you know, once again, this is just a reminder of how music reflects even the political and socioeconomic times in which the music exists, and it was reflective of the audience in the UK, but they tried to push it in America and it didn't really catch on here.
Here's another sort of cryptic text about the Sex Pistols. Mark, the historian, is listening today, and he says the Pistols weren't punk. They were dance music for the Tourette's crowd.
That's funny.
Is it? I don't know if that's...
No, that's funny.
No, I'm
that's
not saying it's like, oh, it's a joke and it's not funny. I literally don't understand what that means.
Well, okay, Tourette's, you know, very jerky, you know.
Jerky.
People might be very jerky, okay. Like, you know, I really hate you, Ian.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't want to make fun of anybody that has a Tourette's.
Oh, my God.
You know, so it's like, you know, it was kind of... So he's saying that people who are a little, you know, their emotions might be a little jerky would be dancing to the... that hard, jerky music of the Sex Pistols.
Have you ever been around somebody who suffers from Tourette's syndrome?
No, the main thing that I know about Tourette's is from the movie European Gigolo.
who could forget that
classic
piece of cinema?
Wasn't that, or was it American Gigolo?
No, I don't know.
I think it was American Gigolo.
Is that the one with, what's his face?
With Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Where he's dating
American
that woman.
Gigolo.
That woman who, yeah, it was the American Gigolo.
Oh, my God.
Riley Hedgel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, it would be really strange to be around that.
Well,
that
I tell you what, I have been. A friend of mine, her father, is a person living with Tourette syndrome, and I went with her to visit him in Costa Rica. This is probably about 6 or 7 years ago, and he came to pick us up at the airport in his little Jeep, and then he drove us way up into the mountains, high above Liberia in Costa Rica, and he would not stop talking. And I don't mean like, he wasn't just like shouting out obscenities at random intervals. He just had this incredible ability to just monologue with no perception at all of whether or not anybody was listening to him, whether or not they wanted to hear more, whether or not they were engaged and perceiving what he was trying to communicate. It was just this fire hose of words that he seemed unable to turn off.
Wow.
So I guess it can manifest in some kind of different ways.
Yeah.
But man, we heard about everything.
That would drive me crazy. I dated a girl.
It was a long road trip.
I had a relationship with somebody for a long time who when she drank, she just could not stop talking. Mm-hmm. And you could not be in the car, like going home from a bar. There would not be 10 seconds of silence without her starting up again. And I really should have been a little more understanding of that. I mean, not like I didn't, you know, I mean, I got frustrated. I expressed my frustration, but I guess I should have been a little more understanding that she was just that way. But boy, she could just not be quiet for any amount of time.
Maybe that's the moment where, you know, you excuse yourself, you go to the men's room and tighten up a little bit so you can keep up.
Well, that's
you know
right. And then after that, then I'm the one talking.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. Then you will shut up. God, I would hate to be at the table between the two of you. The Quadnator is listening today. He says, "Hey, Scoot, you must have not been around Washington, D.C. in the late 70s through the 80s, where the punk scene was in full swing. Angry, aggressive music was the music of the day. Bad Brains, Minor Threat, Fugazi, Who's God, and the ever angry Black Market Baby."
Well, I'm not saying that there were not aspects of the music being popular. There was a cult following for the music, but it didn't reach mass appeal. My point is that you know there were no punk rock bands, hardcore punk rock bands on the charts. And so, yeah, I mean, there were pockets of people who thought this was cool, and some, even though they weren't in the angry mood that the UK youth were in, they still found, you know, something to be angry about, and they liked the music. I didn't say that it never existed, but it wasn't as popular here as it was in the UK. And so when I talk about the Psychedelic Furs and the Ramones and the B-52s, you know, the punk rock that didn't work here, though, did influence what became known as new wave music in the late 70s.
And piggybacking off that, the same texter, Quadnator, says, "I forgot to mention my band, Bark, and a band that Dave Grohl was in, which was called Scream. The energy that Dave brought to the Seattle music scene was indicative of the Washington, D.C. punk scene."
Interesting.
So in the same way that the new wave music you've been describing kind of came out of the punk movement, this hardcore music that the Quadnator is describing in the Tidewater area in the 70s and 80s, you know, had a role to play in the Seattle grunge.
Yeah, well, that's you know, I mean, we were introduced to that music. What I said was it didn't catch on here like it did in the UK, but it was there. And I love following music, and I love that transition of the punk rock not really working, but then the new wave music. And boy, you know, I mean, I grew up with the Beatles, so when I started to hear this new wave music, I was excited because this was the beginning of a break in music. And then you know, we got into the music of the 80s, the music that we used to define the music of the 80s, 80s music. Then that followed the new wave music. And then, you know, when that got old, then the next big break in music came with grunge. And I loved the grunge for that reason, that it was a definite difference. It was a definite change. And it really did. That was the first significant change from what the Beatles had established and other bands had established in the 60s. And we could talk more about that another day.
We should. But I'll leave you with this one real quick. Hey, guys, the last time I saw the Psychedelic Furs was in New Orleans at Jimmy's. And it cost $13. I want to go tonight, but I can't put up with those prices. I'm not cheap. Yeah. I'm just not doing it.
Man, look, I get it. I totally get it. I'm fortunate to be in a business where I can get to some of these concerts.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.